This is the VOA Special English Education Report. In the American state of Massachusetts, some teenagers who break the law are sentenced to Shakespeare. Twelve young actors rehearse the opening of Henry V. They started meeting 3.5 weeks ago. They have less than 2 weeks to go before they must perform the play for the Shakespeare in the Courts program. 15-year-old Tim was not a fan of William Shakespeare. He is here for a violent crime, assault and battery.
You know, the judge sentenced me here, so my first thoughts were kind of, you know, this is kind of, Shakespeare's not my thing, you know, plays kind of, you know, I'd rather not. But it's a lot easier than picking up trash, you know, and doing that. So, you know, I gave it a try.
And he discovered there is a lot to like about the English writer who died in 1616.
So everyone has a sword?
Assault and battery, and you hand me a sword? In Shakespeare, I didn't think that was going to happen, not at all. I'm glad they trust us, though.
The young actors return the trust and respect that director Kevin Coleman shows them. They clearly enjoy working with him and with Shakespeare.
If you present it to them in a way that engages their imagination, that engages their playfulness, that engages their willingness, they come alive.
Kevin Coleman is education director for Shakespeare and Company, a theater group in Lenox, Massachusetts. Many years ago, the principal of the local high school came to him to develop a theater program for the school. That principal, Paul Peracci, later became a juvenile court judge for Berkshire County. He wanted to copy the program to help the teens in court develop self-esteem and communication skills and better control their anger. More than 200 kids have been sentenced to Shakespeare. The program is 10 years old, and it has received a lot of recognition, including an award in 2006 from the White House. Paul Peracci left the court last year at 70, the age when judges in Massachusetts must retire. But Shakespeare in the Courts is still going strong under the direction of Kevin Coleman.
We're not there to fix them. So will they get into trouble after they've done this program? Sure, because they're adolescents. Will they get into as much trouble? No.
15-year-old Tim already sees a change in himself. He says he has more patience to get through long scenes. Paul Peracci says all the hard work is clear in the final performance.
You got family members, parents, siblings, grandparents, friends. A lot of these kids invite their teachers, of all people, to come in, and their lawyers, and the relatives, and the teachers, and all are proud of these kids. So everybody's got big smiles and flowers for the kids and little gifts.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. You can watch a video of this report by Susan Logue at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.